What's up, guys, and welcome back to the Two Brothers and Their Sports Podcast. I'm your co-host, Arsh.
And I'm your co-host, Arv.
And today on the Two Brothers and Their Sports Podcast, we have a bit of an unconventional episode. Nothing about football or baseball today. We're going the golf and NCAA basketball route. First, we're going to start off with the Masters. We're going to talk about round two, which just commenced, just finished. So round three will be commencing tomorrow. And we'll give our predictions. We'll talk about some of the shocking people that made the cut, that missed the cut by a lot. We'll just go dive into that, and talk about what the Masters have meant to us this year. And then we'll move on to March Madness. We're going to recap what we saw, what happened in both the women's and men's tournament this year, and why we think that Iowa lost in the women's championship and South Carolina won. And then also going into the men's championship, talking about Purdue and UConn, which has become a powerhouse. But Arv, let's kick it off. Start us off with the Masters.
Yeah, so first off, just the leaderboard here is Bryson DeChambeau, Scottie Scheffler, and Max Homa, top three, all tied for first 6 under through 2 days. The conditions weren't as great on day two. So Max Homa shot minus one. And then Scottie Scheffler shot even, and Bryson DeChambeau shot plus one, who was actually in the lead after day one. But this was I'm super excited for the Masters. Arsh kind of got me into it over the past 2 years. And being involved in golf and following golf has been great. And I know Scottie Scheffler is trying to chase his second tier. I think there are some shocking results, such as Jordan Spieth not performing up to expectations, and Tiger Woods playing pretty well, pretty close to even, through 2 days. And so those are some shocking facts. But I think that this is going to really be a three-person race, or maybe four, going into the last 2 days of this tournament. But I think it's going to be a Max Homa win, as surprising as it may sound. I know Bryson DeChambeau has been dominant. A lot of people have been talking about him going into this tournament. I don't think Scottie Scheffler repeats either. So I think it's going to not repeats, but wins again. So I'm going to go with Max Homa here as winning the 2024 Masters.
Yeah, so I think this has been a pretty cool Masters so far. It's a bit unconventional. There's only 15 players, I believe, 15 golfers that have made it to under par, which is pretty crazy to think about, especially at the Masters. Usually, I mean, in the first day, I think there were some rounds that got postponed because of the weather. The conditions weren't as ideal yesterday or round two for you guys. So, like you said, there wasn't a lot of great play in round two. DeChambeau hit one over in his second round. I think the best two guys were Colin Morikawa. He played pretty great. He went two under to put himself in a good position for day three. Another thing is usually the cut for the Masters sits around three over, maybe four over maximum. This year, the cut is if you are seven over or above, you're cut. So someone that's hitting six over total between the first and second rounds is making it to Saturday and Sunday, which is pretty crazy to think about. That's not something that normally happens. So is it unconventional? Yes. But we've seen absolute domination by Scottie Scheffler. He got a bit unlucky at the end of round two, but we've seen domination by him. Max Homa had a pretty good round two, great round one. DeChambeau had an amazing round one. If he can get to that par again, if he can get to that level that he played and the way that he played those 18 holes in round one, then he will win this tournament. I just believe that with my heart. I don't think that Scheffler can catch up to him. But I disagree with you here. I think if I'm going to make a prediction, I'm going Scheffler. I think he's just the most robust golfer out there that's not going to make a mistake. You've seen him in these positions many times before, and he's the type of guy that just doesn't fall under pressure, doesn't have barely hits any bogeys, really hits a ton of pars, and then he hits those birdies that help his lead climb. Although it's slow, it's consistent. So if I had to choose right now, I think DeChambeau has a chance. He's got to play a lot better, but I do think that Scheffler is going to beat this one out. And there could be a run. There could be a crazy run by someone like Cameron Davis, Colin Morikawa, or something like that. But I don't see that happening. I think Scheffler and DeChambeau are going to go one and two, and I think Scheffler is going to win this.
Yep, I think that is a pretty good prediction. And the next move on, we'll move on to the NCAA tournament, both on the men's and women's side. I want to start with the women's because that took place on Saturday. It was the Iowa Hawkeyes versus South Carolina Gamecocks. South Carolina was completely undefeated going into this tournament and then ended up winning. So they completed the undefeated sweep and then won the national championship. Pretty crazy for women's basketball. Iowa and Caitlin Clark, we know, only lost a couple games going into the season. Caitlin Clark really turned it up going to the playoffs. But I think that this was a really, really crazy tournament, first off. Great game. And especially if you want to talk about the storylines, Molly Davis coming back in the last 20 seconds to finish out the season. If you guys don't know her story, she basically was a starter on the Iowa women's basketball team, got hurt, wasn't expected to come back before the end of the season, is a senior, and she came back, played last 20 seconds on the court, and subbed out Caitlin Clark. So it was a crazy game, and on the storyline front, but then also on the actual front. South Carolina just really dominant here. I mean, you have Camilla Cardosa, who plays great every single game, every single game. And then Caitlin Clark, it really looked like there was a period where Caitlin Clark really wasn't doing much. I know she had 30 points, but there was a period in the second or third quarter where South Carolina was doing a very good job containing Caitlin Clark's shooting. And so that really helped them build that lead. So when Caitlin Clark came back up and started exploding, it wasn't as big as a deficit as it would have been for South Carolina. Overall, very good team, very well-coached team. A team that is really well coached was able to come together and play very selflessly to win the national championship. So congrats to them, and then congrats on the win as well.
I think this was a pretty great ending. Obviously, a lot of people were cheering for Caitlin Clark, wanted her to get at least one national championship in her entire collegiate career, and unfortunately didn't end up happening, but she had an amazing career, something that you could argue she was the GOAT of basketball. So I think when you look at this game, from the start, like you said, South Carolina really dominated, and Caitlin Clark has been amazing, but she wasn't really that crazy in this game. She didn't shoot particularly well, shot about 35% from the field, which isn't great when you score 30 points. That means you're taking a crazy amount of your team's shots. She obviously has the chance to take all those shots. It's well within her rights to be the one taking those shots, but she just had an off day, which everyone eventually does. And it just came in the wrong game. It came in the wrong game against UConn. She had a bit of an off game as well. The game before that, now she was crazy. But I think when you look at this, South Carolina just had such a dominant team that for Iowa to win, Caitlin Clark needed to score 40 points on above 50% shooting from the field, and the rest of the team would have had to pitch in. They lost by double digits because this is just one of the better teams in women's college basketball history. They went undefeated for a reason. They weren't supposed to be that team at the start of the season, and they became that team that finished off the undefeated season. So congrats to them. And this was a pretty great ending to women's basketball. I think the numbers of that game, the TV numbers of that game rivaled and was above a game, the best game, like the elimination game in the NBA Finals, which is crazy to think about because a lot of people might not think that college basketball could be bigger than the NBA, but that's the way it was. And especially for women's college basketball, I think it's becoming such a bigger thing, something that might be ahead of men's basketball right now. So I think that was a great game for the sport. It was a great game for South Carolina, and unfortunately not the ending that a lot of people wanted to see, but an ending that was well deserved for that team. And now finally, let's move on to our last topic. It's the men's NCAA championship game. I think UConn had one of the most dominant March Madness runs that we've ever seen, beating teams by double digits, I think, in every single game.
One of the most dominant two seasons, pretty much, in terms of point differential.
And it's been almost 2 decades since a team has been able to go back to back like UConn did, and that was in 2006 and 7. So the way that they did this, it already speaks to how good of a team and how good of a coach Hurley is, to the fact that they were able to go back to back
Back to back.
when it hasn't happened in almost 20 years. And it happened against one of the best college basketball players in the country and the number one seed. At the beginning of the year, I think it was the consensus number one, or it was consensus top three, was number
They
one.
were up. They were there. I think they were number. They were number. They might have been one number one, actually.
Yeah, they were very good. They were the number one seed in all of basketball throughout the entire year. Zach Edey was great, but no
He
one else.
won Naismith Player of the Year now.
Yeah, I mean, he was amazing, but no one else really was in the game, which is what really mattered. UConn has continued to show that they have one of the best offenses, but I think something that's not as much talked about is their defense. They kept a very explosive Purdue team to 60 points. Now, Zach Edey scored basically 40 points. He had 37 points and 10 rebounds, which is great. Braden Smith had 12, and everyone else had almost nothing. Everyone else had a combined score of 10. Sorry, 11. So the fact that you're able to hold the top, you're able to hold the rest of the team other than the top two players to 11, it doesn't matter how much those top two players score, unless each of them score 40 points, you're not going to lose that game. Especially when your team has a much more, they distribute the ball well, there's much more scores and much more people that ended up having a good amount of points in this game. When you just have the superior team, it shows against every team. And I feel like that's the way that this happened with UConn. The past 2 years, they've dominated every single team that they've played in March Madness. And I think it's going to continue to next year.
Yeah, they were the consensus number one going into this tournament. Purdue was obviously very highly ranked into the season. But like you talked about, I think the stats really show it all. If you just look here at points just for the Purdue side, or even overall involvement, points for Zach Edey, 37, 10 rebounds. Braden Smith, 12 and 3. You look at the rest, 0, 5 points from from a guy, 4 points from another guy, two from another guy, boom, that's it. You're getting five guys that are getting points, and two of them are scoring above six. Sorry, above five, because the highest was five after those two. You're not going to win a game like that, especially if the second highest score is 12. It's really Zach Edey and no one else. And that was talked about as a problem for Purdue going into this tournament. Is that depth ever going to hurt them? Is that ability to really have a good game when your star doesn't play well be could that be a problem? And again, their star played well, but think about it. And you talked about it too. UConn has the ability to play lockdown defense interior on the 3-point line. Doesn't really matter. They're really great. And another one of their strengths is that they are a very deep team. Just look at this point scoring. Tristan Newton, 20. Cam Spencer, 11. Stephen Castle, 15. Donovan Clingan, 11. Hassan Diarra, 8. Like, this is a team that is very deep. And you're talking about college, sorry, 9. And you're talking about college basketball. And when a team scores 75 points, you're getting points from across the board. That's six
Including the
guys.
bench. They had a lot
Yeah,
of bench
that's
points
six
too.
guys with almost 10 points or more. Like, this is a very well-coached team by Dan Hurley. Done a very good job going to March Madness. A team that plays with heart, plays with grit, does not take anything for advantage, take anything for granted, sorry. And they are willing to go the extra mile, play hustle defense, play incredible on offense, only take high percentage shots and knock them down to beat opponents. It was a 1v1 seed in this final, and they beat that team by 15 points. There's a reason they're the consensus
Crazy.
number one, the reason they have the highest point differential in college basketball history over recent years, and even in general. This is a team that deserves to be in the record books, deserves to be two-time champions, especially back-to-back years. I think this is an up-and-coming powerhouse. And if this team can sign a few, like, or not sign, but get one or two really big commits to come to the school in the next few years, like, this might be the next Duke or UNC basketball, just being a perennial number one seed going into March Madness. So congrats to
Yeah.
Connecticut. Really, really great team overall. Great coach in Dan Hurley. And I think this is a very well-deserved win for them.